with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The search for six construction workers missing in the wake of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has gone from a rescue to a recovery mission. The six are now presumed dead, more than 24 hours after the Key Bridge gave way after being struck by a container ship. Jennifer Hamady chairs a National Transportation Safety Board.
Part of our investigation will be how was this bridge constructed? It will look at the structure itself. Should there be any sort of safety improvements? All that will be part of our investigation. We go very broad in our investigation.
Transportation Secretary Buttigieg says in time the bridge will be rebuilt. Port of Baltimore ship traffic has been suspended, one of the country's leading ports now out of service. No further notice. Also at SRNNews.com, the Russian concert hall massacre. Senator Tom Cotton says a wide-open southern border in the U.S. leaves us vulnerable to the same breed of terrorists who carried out that horrific attack in Moscow.
Once they get in, they can probably obtain access to the tools and the materials they would need to conduct such an attack. One thing, it's an echo of the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan 2.5 years ago, but also it's an indictment of Joe Biden's border policies as well.
The Arkansas Republican talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Advancing his independent presidential campaign, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen California lawyer and liberal political activist Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. Quoting Kennedy, "Nicole and I both left the Democratic Party. Our values didn't change. The Democratic Party did." On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 131 points. NASDAQ futures 63 points higher. This is SRN News. On this Wednesday of Holy Week, some Americans are focusing only on Easter holiday traditions and candy sales. But most Christians around the world are preparing for the observance of Good Friday in just 2 days. Even so, Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, author of the new book Body of Proof, says some Christians need to be reminded about the documented truth of Jesus' resurrection.
Why did St. Paul have to remind the Corinthians of the gospel? Because it's so easy to forget. And then he gives evidence that Jesus Christ died according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day. And that is essential. How central is the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Well, there are 260 chapters in the New Testament. We have 300 mentions of the resurrection of Jesus. We need to recover a resurrection-centric faith because every Sunday is Easter Sunday for the Christian.
That's Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, and this is SRN News. A fast food giant joining forces with a leading purveyor of sweet treats.
Customers will be able to buy three kinds of Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's: original glazed, chocolate iced cream filled, and chocolate iced with sprinkles. The donuts will first be available later this year and will be available nationwide by the end of 2026. You can buy the donuts individually or in six packs, and you can buy them all day. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It was quite an impressive NASDAQ debut for Trump Media and Technology Group. Shares jumped 16% on the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT, boosting former President Trump's net worth by millions of dollars. The stock hit a high water mark, $79 a share during the day, and closed at just a shade under $58. Based on that, the Trump Media and Technology Group worth almost $8 billion. SRNNews.com.